I was going to say something earlier to Patty. Patty, we are so glad you've been with us these past two Sundays, and I know that you're going to be going home tomorrow. And I know you've had a great time visiting with your mom, but certainly know that you're always welcome here. I'm sorry I haven't been able to see you much, but happy flying tomorrow. Wish you the best. And Vicky, this morning, I tell you, you must have been talking to me. I have not been feeling good for the past week or so, and I found out I have a kidney infection. I'm on antibiotics. But my mother has told me once or twice this week that I'm ill. And that doesn't mean that I'm like sick ill. That means that my temper, she said, you're as ill as a hornet. So in other words, so I'm trying better to do better because I said, yeah, I probably have been. I probably snapped or just get irritated a little quicker. So, well, I understand most of the time my sermons are for me too. It's kind of where they come from. So anyway, it kind of hit home. So I've apologized to her many times, but I'm sorry, Mom, if I've been mean to you this week. Our scripture this morning comes from Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 46 through 52. The healing of blind Bartimaeus. It says, they came to Jericho, and he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out, and he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now many people there sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still, and he said, Call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Take heart, get up, he is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up, and he came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, My teacher, let me see again. And Jesus said unto him, Go, your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you so much for who you are in our lives. I thank you, Lord, for your love. I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. I thank you, Lord, for the words that come before us each and every day. I ask, Lord, right now that you just prepare our hearts and our minds and that you allow my words to be pleasing in your sight this day. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.